Welcome, everybody, to Inside Boxing on the Gruley True Sports Network. I'm your host, Mike Goodpaster. Today, we're going to preview the big card coming up this weekend, Canelo versus Jermell Charlo, for whatever title's available. I think they hold every title known to man at light middleweight and super middleweight. But this is a fight that people are calling a super fight. But is it a super fight if there's no buzz? There's not a lot of buzz in this fight. Charlo, I think Canelo picked the wrong Charlo. He picked a guy two weight classes below him. The odds reflect that, because the odds right now, which you can check out at BetMGM, which is our top recommended sports book for betting on this fight and the undercard, right now has Canelo as a minus 420 favorite and Charlo is a plus 360 dog. Those are not really super fight numbers. And if we really get down and look at it, when's the last time that Canelo was in a super fight that had some buzz? It's been a while, because what we saw, I mean, John Ryder, that's not a super fight. Billy Joe Saunders wasn't a super fight. The third Gennady Golovkin fight was done 3 years later than what it should have been done. But the question is here, what we've seen is people really question if Canelo is starting to maybe slip a little bit. And, you know, Jermell Charlo, give him credit. He is daring to be great. You can't knock the hustle, because at the end of the day, every fighter would jump at this opportunity. Canelo Alvarez has heard the chatter, making the rounds, saying that he is getting older. And really, Canelo has nothing to prove for his career. If you look at his resume, he's one of the best fighters of the last decade or two decades. I don't think he's an all-time great. I don't think he's an all-time top 10 Mexican fighter. And let's face it, that's not saying anything bad about him. There's just some great, legendary Mexican fighters. Now, Canelo the other day made the comment he was going to fight 3 to 5 more years, which he won't be the same fighter for three years from now. He's not really the same fighter he is now. And I have seen slight dip in his performance over the last few years. Now, the Dimitri Bivol fight, I mean, Bivol's just better than him. At any weight, Bivol is the better fighter. So to me, that's not showing slippage. That's just showing that Bivol was the better fighter. But I think saying that he has regressed, I think is people really making an overstatement, rushing to judgment. I mean, let's face it, John Ryder is a tough guy. I mean, he shouldn't be fighting Canelo, but he's a tough dude who his lone knockout loss was in 2015. So I think it would be silly to assume Canelo should have stopped him, or an iron chin Gennady Golovkin, even a 40-year-old Golovkin, because Golovkin takes a punch similar to Marvin Hagler. You're not knocking him out. You're not going to put him anywhere. And Billy Joe Saunders was a guy that never really looked good at 168. Caleb Plant had one solid win on his resume before fighting Canelo in 2021. But yeah, I do believe if we're playing golf here, he is on the back nine. Probably just like the 11th tee. So he's got a ways to go. The question is, how did Jermell Charlo get a shot at the super middleweight title when he's a light middleweight champion? Now, Charlo earned his shot at greatness and this big payday. You got to fight the big Canelo. But in his last time out, Jermell put it all together in a display of skill, power, and discipline. Yes, one could say he lost the first fight to Brian Castano, but Jermell ran it back, got the knockout, and I thought he looked as good as he's ever looked. And Castano was a good fighter, but he's not Canelo. When it comes to size, Canelo is bigger. He's wider. He's fought at a much higher level. He's fought in better fights. Charlo's never been in what you call a major super fight, which in the boxing world this is. It's not a super fight like back in the days when Leonard and Hearns and Hagler, Leonard, all those guys fought. The whole world is not interested in what happens here, but the whole boxing world is. So when you look at this, the styles matchup makes it look like it's going to be a very good fight. And I think Jermell's best path to victory is to go back to his old style of boxing on the outside at distance, combined with landing meaningful punches for the judges to witness. You know, leader counter power shots mixed with an active jab, I think, is a must. His footwork and natural length have to be used to advantage. The only issue here is this. You know, you can't get caught on the ropes for long spells, because that will spell disaster, because Canelo will beat that body up. And Charlo will have to get off to a good start. He's going to move. He's going to score from the outside. You know, Canelo has a tendency to start off slow. So when I look at this fight, I mean, the thing that strikes me, number one is the size. Number two is how am I going to bet this and make money? Because the odds are so long here, unless you want to pick Jermell, which this is a 90-10 fight to me. This is why it's not a super fight. This is why I won't pay $84.99 for it. But, I mean, the most likely outcome, when you look at the odds makers, is a clear decision win for Canelo. You know, but this is a man coming up two weight classes that Canelo can crack. And I think the thinking Canelo is going to win in a distance fight has a lot to do with his recent performances. But, you know, he was thoroughly outboxed by Bivol in an attempt to become the light heavyweight champion, which was a bad idea. And he turned in an uninspiring performance at home against John Ryder. He was uninspiring against Gennady Golovkin the third time. He's got three consecutive fights without scoring a stoppage win for just the third time in a career that has already spanned 63 fights. Now, failing to stop Ryder, to me, was a big red flag, even though Ryder could take a punch. So, I mean, you've always got a Canelo fight. Is there value in betting a draw, which there always is with Canelo fight? But in the end, for Charlo to win this fight, he's going to have to stop Canelo or win 10 out of 12 rounds. Dimitri Bivol won 10 out of 12 rounds and squeaked by a decision, because Canelo is going to get the benefit of the judges, because that's just how it is in a Canelo fight. So when I look at this, though, and I'm trying to find a way to make some money, I'm going to bet Canelo by knockout. Because right now, I'm looking at BetMGM. Alvarez via KO, TKO, or DQ is plus 260. So if I bet $100, I win 260. I pocket 360 when I get my 100 back. If you look at Charlo by decision or technical decision is plus 460. Charlo by knockout, any kind of stoppage is plus 900. And of course, Alvarez by decision or technical decision is minus 135. So to me, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to take Alvarez to stop him plus 260. Now, the reason I'm going to do that is this. Canelo is a guy who gets stronger as the fight goes on. He's a good body puncher. He'll go to the body. He'll crack you there. Charlo is the 154-pound champion. There's levels to this. One guy's 154 pounds. One guy's 168. That is a huge difference in this fight. And to me, I believe Canelo will start off slow, maybe gives up the first two or three rounds, slowly comes on, and then somewhere between the ninth and the 11th round, I think he knocks out Jermell Charlo to retain his title. Now, hopefully after that, he'll fight somebody his own size. What he'll probably do is he'll beat up this Charlo, knock him out. So the other Charlo is going to come revenge for his brother. And that's the Charlo he should be fighting right now, Jermall. Jermall, I think, is the better fighter of the two Charlos. And he is more in line, weight class-wise, with what Canelo has. So, once again, I'll go to BetMGM. I will bet Canelo by knockout, plus 260. I'm going to put $100 on that. We're going to walk out with $360, the $100 I put in, and then the other $260. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Grueling Truth. Also, go like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook. Make sure you put us on Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on over 300 different outlets. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.